underground preacher to the underground church. And today, we are starting a journey to freedom. It is actually a deliverance battle, a five messages series about the five stages that leads to your freedom. This is freedom from the power of darkness, the kind of freedom that will allow you, that will get you to prosper and to enjoy your life. And prosperity is not about money. Prosperity is about peace, joy, love, rest, wisdom. I mean, all of the things that consist of the fruit of the Spirit. And money cannot buy that. But anyways, because you are going against the power of darkness, it is important that you get yourself grounded before you really enter that battle. Hence, this is our first stage, grounding, to get you grounded, to make sure that you are strongly standing before you come against the power of darkness. I mean, we would like to avoid what happened in the book of Acts, chapter 19, verses 13 to 16. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. Proper grounding in your faith is a must. This means making Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior before exercising your authority in His name. So here I'm going to invite you to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. Our message on the sinner's prayer will lead you right into doing that. The link will be given to you in the description box. So if you haven't done so, I will invite you to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, to be a Christ follower today, because only Christ can set you free. For he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Now, on your way to freedom, always remember to press on for your deliverance and to stay committed, because it is a lifetime battle. But if you hang on, in time, the battle is going to get easier. Not because the enemy would have stopped coming against you, but because you would have grown strong enough to the point that the load would have become lighter. So, stay committed, stay dedicated, stay disciplined, and allow yourself to go through long suffering in order to get stronger. Don't give up. Stay strong and be encouraged. Don't let the enemy beat you up into quitting. This is about your freedom. So, press on. Hang on. The victory is already yours. All you have to do is take up the authority in the name of Jesus Christ and get it. So claim it. Go for it. Fight for it. The only person who can stop you is you. Don't let the enemy discourage you. You have victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Now that we covered the basics on the deliverance battle, on the journey, we can now move on to our next stage, the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. So until then, underground preacher to the underground church, and I'm out.